Hello everyone, it's Sports Show's Niall McIntyre here. This week we're joined by Kilkenny and Ballyhale hurler Owen Cody, and I hope you enjoy the chat. We have Ballyhale and Kilkenny hurler Owen Cody on the line, and Owen, I'd say you're a very happy man this Monday. Not only did Ballyhale win, but much more importantly, Arsenal won, and it looks like they're going to win the league as well. So you must be delighted.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted now. Probably win the league now at this stage. 4 games in, 4 wins. I don't see us losing the game from here on in.
Yeah.
No, it's unreal now, yeah. 4 games, 4 wins, so we'll take that.
Yeah, they look home and hosed, in fairness, so far. So, yeah, for those listening, Owen, he's always tweeting about Gabriel Jesus and Mikel Arteta for life and so on. I suppose, how did you start following Arsenal on? It's been a tough few years for the Gunners.
Yeah, I was born probably at the wrong time. Born in 2000, and Arsenal were winning leagues and competing for leagues back then. And then obviously you love Thierry Henry and Vera and all these guys. So they left. And look, the last few years we have won at, and I've been heartbreaking to support them. I was over there once, and we won. We bet Stoke 3-1, but last year or two now, it's been looking promising, and hopefully now under Arteta, he can bring us back to the top, back to Champions League.
Please God. Anyway. Please God. Please, yeah, God. There's not too many Arsenal fans around, but did you watch that All or Nothing documentary about it?
Yeah, I have it finished there. I actually thought it was brilliant. I thought Arteta was unreal. I thought he was, I hadn't doubted him really, but I thought he was unbelievable. Like, what? The way he spoke in the dressing room, and he had a massive passion for Arsenal. I think hopefully Piers Morgan probably won't be too happy, but he's the man to bring Arsenal back to the top.
I think even Piers is getting won over by Arteta now at this stage, so the signs are good.
Yeah, I've seen that now, but I wouldn't like that now. He'll just go back in his words to Arsenal lose a match, but I'll stick by him to the end.
Yeah, clearly. Did you play any soccer yourself, Owen? I know, I'd say there's not too much of it in Ballyhale, but I know there's a good bit of soccer in Kilkenny.
I know I did, yeah, when I was younger. I used to probably play a lot of sports. We all did, we used to play all sports when we were younger, and then, because we got to an age where we kind of decided hurling was what we had to kind of stick for. But yeah, no, I played for Sound United, it was a club in Ballyhale, and then I played with Kilkenny when I was younger as well, so we used to play up front.
Right.
I wasn't a bad old striker.
Banging in the goals. What did you say the name of the club was in Ballyhale on?
Sound United. There's no team there anymore, but right. For years there we had a good old team. We actually won a few leagues and a few cups at my age. We had a good team. Myself and Dean Mason was on goal, and Derek Horton was centre back. So
right.
We had a good spine to the team.
Yeah, sure. I'd say they probably struggle to feel the team when they get older, when like most lads probably commit to the hurling.
Yeah, I think we only got to maybe under 16 or 17, and that was the end of our age group, and that was probably... There's no team, I think, even since, so...
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people play for Thomastown, Beloca, and Stonyford as well. But if they're going to continue playing, they'll go off there.
Yeah. Well, listen, we won't talk about soccer the whole day here now, but back to the hurling. You had a good win at the weekend with Ballyhale. You're normally sort of slow starters in the league championship, but you've got out of the traps fairly lively this year.
Yeah, we have, actually. In fairness, it's been down to probably a lot of the hard work the players did during the summer, because we've been missing a few of our key players for a lot of games. Like, TJ hasn't got out yet. Darren Mullen missed 2 games. Richie missed 1. And probably down to a lot of credit to the younger lads there. They put in a lot of work there during the summer. And a lot of them got their chances. Like, lads that haven't played at all. And they've all probably played 3 or 4 matches now, and they've been brilliant. So a lot of down to them and the hard work they put in during the summer. And it's going to be great for us to come back and see that they've improved so much. And there's young lads there that haven't played at all, and it's their first year, and they've played every match as well, and they've been brilliant. So probably good for lads in Ballyhale to see that there is another, maybe a few lads that are stepping up, because the last few years probably been the same, 15, 16, 17. Yeah. So it's great to see a few new faces around the team.
Yeah, I suppose it's important for you as well to sort of to play a few games and try and win a few games without TJ, because he is, like, he's been so good for you. And I'd say you're, as young lads, you're mad to prove that when he's not there, like, you'll be able to step up a bit as well.
Yeah, no, it is. It's important that we are able to play without TJ, of course, because he drags us over the line a lot of times. So for us to be able to go out and win a few games without him, it shows that we're ready to kind of whatever to compete and step up if he's ever unavailable, or if he has to go off injured in the game, that or whatever happens and he's not available for the last whatever 10-15 minutes, he has to go off. We're ready to step up and bring us over the line. But obviously missing TJ Reid is a massive thing, and for us to even get wins is a credit to all the players. Without him.
Yeah, he must be, for Clonmany County, he must be a joy to play alongside for a lad like you. Like he always gives the pass, and a great man to win so many balls and then throw it out to lads.
It's unreal. And myself and Adrian, one, like we'd always, we were playing with TJ the whole way along with Ballyhale and Emma Kenny. So we've kind of been spoiled rotten with him the last couple of years. And we'd always be messing then when we're maybe before training, or even when we're out after matches and stuff, saying, what are we doing? TJ retires when he goes, because we'll have no one to win the high ball and dirty ball and hand it to us for an easy score. So it just shows how good he is. He does so much work that people probably wouldn't see when you're watching him, but when you're playing with him, it's just, he's unbelievable. And I don't think there's any words to describe how actually good he is.
Yeah, he might never retire the way he's going, but
hopefully not.
I'm not sure if you remember, Owen, but I definitely do. I remember chatting to you. I think you were down in Leaving Cert in Kieran's College, and you were preparing for an All-Ireland final against Prez Athenry, and you went on to win that day. And I suppose for you, it's kind of all taken off from there.
Yeah, no, I remember the day, all right. Yeah, we bet. Probably wasn't our best performance, but we actually ended up winning that, thank God. So nearly, I think I was obviously Kieran's for 6 years, and Kieran's the one dollar Ireland for 5 out of 6 years, it was unbelievable to be part of that college, and obviously that win tradition was there, and winning all Ireland's that you carry that along with you, and obviously go to secondary school where that was such a high tradition, and the win mentality was there, you just kind of brought that along, and obviously with your club, like the TJ there and Owen Reid and Joey Hohen, you obviously have that probably in your head there from the word go in your hurling career.
Yeah, am I right in saying was a year or two when you weren't making the Kieran's team? It's obviously a very tough team to make, but I remember you saying that day you got a lot of inspiration from your brother Brian, and he hadn't made the team up along, and then he made it when he was in sixth year.
Yeah, no, I think I hadn't I was probably one of the best at hurling when I was younger, and the team's all the way along, I wasn't really on. Well, I was on them and on and off, but I was never number one name the team sheet or anything like that. So remember in fourth year I kind of came back and must have grown during the summer, and I had a great year with the under 16 half who won Dáil Éireann, and I was taking threes and having the confidence proof from there. I ended up on the Kilkenny minor panel that year, but I wasn't on the Kieran senior panel, and we played Kieran's in the challenge match with the minors, and I walked into the minor dressing room and the minor man were like, why are you in here? I was like, I'm on the Kieran's panel. So I actually ended up starting with the minors that year. And all them kind of things they use. And then obviously in fifth year in Kieran's, I was starting. Then I ended up being dropped for Dáil Éireann semi-final and final. I wasn't happy with that. But looking back on it, probably a thing that I probably used to probably make me stronger and better. Whatever, I just know that down, but I used it as maybe to build me up and make me better. So obviously the time was awful, but looking back on it now, it could have been really the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, I actually remember that game as well. I remember you coming on, but I suppose it just shows how competitive it is in Kieran's there, and all the teachers you have. I remember meeting Liam Smith and Tom Hogan, and isn't Lester Ryan in there? There's definitely great hurling culture in that school.
I know, definitely. It's just, you walk around Kieran's you walk around the school, and every step, every time you look left and right, you just see another photo of a winning All-Ireland team. You can't go anywhere in college without seeing a winning All-Ireland college team. It's right from the start, you win the first day in Kieran's there in your first year, and every single person here has a hurl in their hand out pucking, and you continue that on to the very last day of sixth year, the hurl in the hand, going to school, throwing the hurl under the desk. And then you go out pucking at break, pucking between classes. And I suppose that's probably the difference. All them extra few pucks, the pucking against the wall, as your coach tells you as a young lad, to go out and puck 15, 10 extra minutes every day. But in Kieran's, and they're doing an hour or two every day just fucking with your friends, and I suppose that makes a difference down the line.
Yeah, I'll never forget that day when we arrived down, when we were doing the video. There was lads going, walking from one class to the other, and they were hitting balls up against the wall in the corridor and then competing for them on the way down. So yeah, it goes to show you what it's all about.
Yeah, no, the teachers nearly have to be outside to kick lads out of poking there to get them back into class. Like, lads, as soon as there's a break, you see, especially with the good weather, you see lads making a V-line for the door to go outside for a few pucks before going back to class. You'd have the vice principal and the principal nearly kicking you back into the classroom trying to get you back into class.
That definitely. Well, there's been, you've had some very good days since then. You've won All Ireland's with Ballyhale, and you've been close with Kilkenny. But I suppose it was definitely a tough. You had a tough week in March or in February this year, when you lost the All Ireland club to a last minute goal, the last puck of the game. I'm sorry to bring you back to this now. And then the same in the college. So I'd say that must have been, God, that must have been an awful, awful tough week to get your head around.
Yeah, no, it was now. Probably a week I'll always look back on and have regrets and what ifs, but that sport, you know, the one thing that probably got me through that was the fact that we had just beat St. Thomas's in Ireland semi-final with the similar circumstances. Like, so for me, it was obviously really tough, but I kind of thought back, like, probably was for me to understand it. It was looking back, like, only 3 weeks ago, similar circumstances happened and we ended up in on the right side. So that kind of made me say, look, that sport, you win some, you lose some. So that probably helped me over, but obviously it wasn't easy. Like, and you look back and things they could have done to stop them things from happening. But in the day that is sport, and when the final whistle blows, the team with the most points wins, and there's no going back then.
Yeah, I'd say something like that would stand to you. Like, when it happened once, and then when it happens again, when you a last minute goal, it kind of shows you, like, no matter what game you're playing, you realise, like, this is never, ever won, really, until the whistle is blown.
Yeah. No, that's it. And pros like a Ballyhale, like, we can have that mentality to never stop going, and suppose with Kenny as well. And then when it comes down to line and you're the one to lose that way, it is so tough, like. But it is, like, the only time, the reason I probably got over it as I did, and what probably made me stronger was the fact that we had best St. Thomas's and probably one game similar to out here, but only the fact that we lost the game that way made me kind of realise how important it was and how special it was, that, like, the savour, like, them moments, you know, and the game was never over, and it's only kind of when you're on the losing side, you really, really realise that, and how important it is to see out games and stuff.
Yeah, I'd say you needed a holiday after that week.
I needed one. I didn't get one. I'm back in training, like, a day or two later, sure.
Right. Well, I suppose then, go on a few months, the All-Ireland final, like, I know you've played in a good few of them, and between club and maybe big semi-finals, some of them maybe were behind closed doors with the COVID. I'd say that day against Limerick, it must have been like nearly an amazing experience. Like, it was your first All-Ireland final with a full house, I'd say, in Croke Park. Like, I'd say it was, you know, disappointing to lose, but I'd say it was something you'll never forget.
No, definitely I'll never forget. And yeah, no, to be in Croke Park and, what, 82,000 people there, like, it's unbelievable. Like, and you probably, like, during the game, you don't really realise it. It's kind of just, you kind of zone everything out. Like, I don't really think you realise it. Obviously, in the parade, you feel the crowd, and you kind of use that energy probably to drive yourself on. But as soon as the whistle's blown, like, yeah, you really don't realise it. It's all, you kind of zoom out, and you're focused on the game, but obviously, it's unbelievable, and hopefully there is many more days like that to come for me and for the Kilkenny team.
Would you be able to block it out? Like, and it would, I suppose it's similar then to a club final when maybe it's not as full. So it's just kind of similar in your head. We're here in Croke Park, and that's it. Like,
yeah, I think as I said, as soon as the whistle's going, like, you actually, like, everything else is so relevant other than the ball and the game, the next throw or whatever, the next possession. That's all that kind of, you zoom in on it. Like, I don't think, when you're playing the game, I don't think you actually realise that there's 82,000 people there, or there's even one person there. It's just, you're focused on yourself, the team, your man, and next ball.
Yeah, sure, when you have a cornerback up your tail, I suppose, you don't have too much time to be thinking about anything else.
No, just, as I remember, TJ said that, TJ really told us just to use it in before the game, like, use that, the noise, and, like, make that drive on that energy, like, when it comes to match, because as soon as the match goes, like, that's all gone. So just use it when you have the chance, and then obviously when the game scores, you're completely focused on the next ball.
Definitely, yeah. Well, you mentioned looking up to Thierry Henry when you were younger. I'd say you had a lot of people from a hurling perspective to look up to in Ballyhale and in Kilkenny, but I'd say there was none more so than your uncle Henry. Like, is Henry your uncle on your mother or your father's side?
My mother's side, yeah.
But I suppose growing up, you probably went to a lot of those finals. I'd say it was must have been an absolute hero to you, really.
Yeah, geez, he would have, obviously. Like, he's my uncle and obviously one of the greatest hurlers of all time. Like, and grew up watching him win All-Irelands and win games and win all Sarah's Hurler of the Years, and it was unbelievable. Like Henry used to go practice freeze in Ballyhale, and he'd bring myself and Brian over, and my brother, and even my other cousin Evan and Finney, and my cousin would just bring us over. And it was just for us to even Henry even come down and pick us up and bring us over to the pitch, hit back balls, and like, you'd be buzzing, like, you're only young lad, and you're hitting back out balls to your uncle, like, who's going to be taking freeze in Crow Park the weekend. And it was unbelievable. Like, and that's probably tradition now, like, that's passed down through the family. Like, you go off and you take your freeze and you go out and you practice and you have your younger brother, your younger cousins hitting balls back out, yeah. But it's something that obviously is unreal and made you want to be where he wants to be. Like, when I went over to the pitch on his own with a bag of a dozen balls, and he's practicing freeze there, and he doesn't stop until he doesn't miss any. And it was incredible to be watching him, and obviously to be bringing back the cups to my nanny's house and to go up and see the happiness that brought to the family and to the parish and to the people of Kilkenny. It's obviously something I've wanted to do since I was a very young lad.
Yeah, I'd say when you're watching that, it would nearly convince you to leave the soccer behind anyway.
Yeah, it did. Henry wasn't a bad soccer player in his day either. He was a good old soccer player, so he had to leave it behind as well. But yeah, no, I had to leave the soccer behind. I'm on the fence now. I'm only an old plastic fan of the soccer, so unfortunately I never had to go, got the chance.
Yeah, maybe when you retire from hurling or something.
Yeah.
It must have been very strange, I suppose, then, like, you were managed by Henry at Ballyhale, to come up against him in Galway this year. Like, I'm just imagining you maybe meeting him on the week of a match, and it's very different, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, it is. I stayed away from there before the Galway match. I met him after, all right, and we had an old talk and a little sneer about it and a few jokes. And today won, I think that was after the first game, and today won, so he was happy enough. I actually never met him after the Leinster final, so I rolled back in his face, but he kept me scored at the Leinster final, so I didn't have much to say to him, really. So, obviously it is different. Like, when you're going up against them, they won't want to come up to Nanny's house a week in a match, or you might have not meeting Henry, and you could be caught having a few words or even ignoring each other. So, set away there. So, I know it was unreal, though. Even to play against them is special. Like, it's nearly as special. It's as special as been managed underneath him. It's something different, you know. Not something you experience every day, but when I had the chance to play against him, I loved it. Like, I thought it was unreal just to have a go against him, and I enjoyed every second of it.
Definitely, yeah. So it's a few months with the club now. I suppose it's finished a lot earlier than usual. I suppose it's a good thing. I suppose you can focus on the club. And I was chatting to your manager. Isn't it Pat Hoobin is the Ballyhale manager this year?
Yeah, Pat Hoobin. Yeah.
So it's all guns blazing, I suppose, for the club championship now. It really kind of kicks off once the league is finished, and that's not too far away now, isn't it?
No, we have one more round of the league next weekend, and then obviously you have our league finals, and we have league finals then, and we have your first round of championship coming up. So, yeah, no, it's time to get focused now. We're trying to get everyone. Last weekend we had nearly the whole team back. We're missing maybe. We have Colin coming back from America this week, which will be a massive bonus. Obviously, TJ is nearly back. And then my brother Brian, he was out all year. He played 40 minutes the other day for the first time since the All-Ireland final with Ballyhale. So that was brilliant. And then we're missing Joseph Cuddy. He'll be back hopefully for the first round championship. So things are looking good, boss. So now it's time for them, maybe 3 or 4 weeks of hard training, get ready for championship, and then all guns ahead. So hopefully it'll be another good year. That's what we're planning for, but we'll give it everything we can anyway.
Are you back in college the next few weeks, Owen?
Yeah, back to Carlow now, and I think the 12th of September, I think, in around that time. So you know, it's kind of up and down. I won't stay up there. I'll travel up and down. It's only a half an hour spin, so I'll go up and down there every day. And so looking forward to getting back as well, a bit of at the college there to play for the next few months.
Yeah, what are you studying there?
Sports and business management. It's a good course now, in fairness. It's a mixture of all your business subjects. You have economics, accounting, and business. And then you obviously have the sports side as well, where Mick Dempsey does a lot of it himself, and Alan Nolan from Wexford, where they go through kind of your nerdy player development, and then you obviously your coaching side of it. So you have 3 years of that, and then you have your final year, an option to kind of go to the sports side of it or the business side. So I said, I'm in my third year now, so looking forward to getting through it now.
You'd be hoping to give the Fitzgibbon another crack, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, last year he probably left it behind us a bit, and it was difficult to take. Now we had an unbelievable team, like the likes of Mouse Kavanagh there and Chris Nolan, then obviously Pozzolini there from Leash, Paul Dunbar from Wexford. That we had an unbelievable team, like Niall Braz and Keane Kenny there from the village in Kilkenny. So, not sure how many lads are still in college or what way they are, but hopefully we'll have as many of them as possible, because we had an absolutely brilliant team last year. So hopefully we can get, hopefully a few of the boys are still around the college and we'll give it another crack.
Yeah, please God. Final word, Owen. Well, are the Gunners going to win the league? Yes or no? You tell me.
After a few games against top six, I tell you, but I think we will. I think we will. We'll finish in the top four anyway, but win the league is probably a bit much for the team. But if we get a few injuries there, we could be in bother. But the World Cup could take a bit of us as well. But I think top four this year, and be praying for.
Yeah, there's a big game coming up against United, I think, in 2 weeks there. So I'd say you'd love to win that one. There's a lot of United fans that you'd love to slag.
There is, yeah. A few Liverpool lads that we need to get back at as well. So hopefully we can get one over them this year.
Yeah, you owe them a few. Listen, thanks a million for that, Owen, and the very best of luck.
It's fine, Neil. No bother.
Thanks very much to Owen there. We'll be back next week with another GAA player, and you can tune in then. Best of luck.